Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome to the Patrice Bradley Show, where helping others is the name of the game. And on this show, we push purpose, positivity, and personal growth. Honey, today we are getting into some personal growth. And I am so excited because we're jumping into the topic, foundations and friendships, what they have in common. So I got to tell you how this topic all started. So for those who know, y'all know I'm a therapist and I've been in here with these little children. And I got to tell you, my new crop of kids are all having the same issue. They're struggling with making friends, authentic friends. So this has been all around the building lately. How do I make authentic friends? I'm tired of having frenemies. I'm tired of people telling me they're my friend, but then I come back 2 minutes later, it's something else. Well, today, we're answering that question. We're jumping in, but I want to kind of do this in my own little Patrice way. Y'all know how this goes, right? So I want to think about this for a second. I'm going to take y'all all the way back to my favorite store, the Three Little Pigs, but I'm going to tell y'all why. Because in this, I thought about a lot of people's friendships, especially this younger generation. They struggle with trying to understand what's a real friend, what's not a friend. So literally me and a couple of my little people sat down and broke it down. And it was really cool because they gave me this whole breakdown and analogy. And we went through the Three Little Pigs. And I found it so interesting because they were able to identify and share with me how they saw some of these friendships. And so when they broke down the first pig, they talked about that first pig building the house of straw. And I was like, well, you know what? The first pig had a house of straw. It was, you know, light material, easy to use, took very little effort. Think about it. If this pig went to Lowe's, they'd get a large quantity for a very, very low cost. But what I found interesting is when I broke this part down with them, and it was like, but think about it, Miss P. When stuff gets hard in life, that straw ain't going to be stable. That straw ain't going to stand. That's basically what I was told. The straw ain't going to stand. It ain't going to be able to deal with the pressures. When stuff get hard, you're going to be stuck with that same straw. And I was like, you know what? That do make sense. Because so many times we think just because we got a friendship that was so easy and so quick, we didn't really test it out. We didn't give it time to grow and move. And then I thought about it. You know what? I could see that too. How many times, you know, have you gotten out here and you thought this person really had your back? It was good. You told them all your stuff. Next thing you know, shoot, when life's pressure hit, man, they were gone. That was just pig one. Then think about it. As we went a little further in the story, we talked about pig two. Pig two who got here and, you know, that was a little bit better than pig one. They didn't choose straw. They chose sticks. Now, if you back in my day and age, when somebody tell you to get a stick, you know, you was like, I don't really want to fool with that. You know, sticks equaled in my house, it equaled go get a switch so I can beat your tail. These babies don't know about that. So when we got into this a little deeper, they start talking about the sticks and how the sticks were heavier than the straw and how the sticks required a little bit more work, not much more than the straw. And that, you know what, it actually had a bit of quality, but not much more quality. And that, you know what, it had a little bit more of a cost, but not much. And I love how, as we got there, they started talking about, you know, some friends that they've had that came from elementary school with them. And you know what, they kind of hung with them and it was tight. But when some things changed and they got into that middle school and into high school, and they started talking about, you know, how when things got really tight and they wasn't a popular kid no more, or maybe they was just the new kid now, man, when the pressure hit, some of them understood what it was like for those same friends to walk away and leave, or who they thought were friends. Now, I got to tell you, that kind of got me because I kind of felt the pain for these little babies. You know, I was like, nah, you know, who would do that? And then I thought about the last pig and how when we talk about having that friend that's, you know, a brick in your life, what I like to call your man 100 grand, that type of friend. When you think about that friendship in your life, is it a quality friendship? Is this the friendship that if anything goes down, that it took some time to work on this friendship? They're just not a hitting in and leaving type of friend. Is this the friend that's stable, steady, and solid? Is this the friend for you that when the pressure hits, they're standing strong? I couldn't believe when we went around that room, when people started talking about, you know, well, this friend was that person and that person was this person for me. And it was just, honestly, it was awesome to hear that even in the midst of them saying, but I want better friends, each of these young men and young women were able to point out at least one good friend that they considered a brick in their life. Now, when I say a brick, that means a strong friendship, that friendship that holds and really talks about time and effort and energy and taking the time to be that friend. And so many of them explain that because of, you know, we make friends online that I don't really got to put in much effort. I had to explain them. We had to go back and kick this old school. I was like, you know what? A real friendship requires time and effort. A real friendship, to be real, real, you get to see that person at all sides. You don't just get to hear the good love, all is good. You know, nah, you get to hear when things ain't so great. You get to hear when, man, this day suck. That's real friendship. Real friendship lets you see all sides of the person. And I told him, I said, I tell you what, I'm gonna just have you go through your phones. And man, let me tell you, this took this assignment to a whole new level. When I said, pull out your phone, pull out your favorite five, let's talk about who are those ones in your circle. And I said, if somebody said today, tell me about friend X, have you seen them at all sides, away from social media? What could you tell me about that friend? Man, when I tell you that one question opened up a big discussion, shocked me. Two. Friends know how to compromise and at least have fun no matter what's going on. They're not going to let nothing stop them. They're going to go, they're going to have a good time. If I had a friend that I know don't do roller coasters, I could still go and support you and scream and shout and watch you have a good time, but I ain't got to be the one pouting because I ain't getting on. It was real interesting to hear people talk about their friend who was raining on their parade, not knowing how to rejoice with them. It was interesting to hear, but it was amazing to hear about that friend. That friend encourages me. That friend helps me push through on those long days. Real friends are comfortable around you. Now, this one I know from my own fact. I think about this from when I was growing up, having that friend that would come in your house and they put their shoes by the front door, they walk on in and they like, hey, and the whole family know them. That's what friendship is. You're able to be comfortable with that person. You don't have to put on any fake, false pretenses. You don't have to put on any new faces. You could just be you. You don't have to be all cute and dolled up. You could be in there with your hair stand on top of your head. Maybe your toes ain't all the way done. You could just be you. And then what I loved about this, once we really started getting into the conversation, those friends, those true friends, were teammates for them. Those are those people that, man, when stuff got tough, they felt like they could call on them. They could talk about them. They could come and join in and say, man, you know what? This person really understood what it means to be there for me. When we have game nights or when we get out and do things together, they actually enjoy being around me. Here's the thing I always tell people. You want that friend that celebrates you, not the one that tolerates you. You want that friend that when you succeed, they're louder than everybody, jumping up and down about your thing, what you do, what makes you special. And you want to be able to be that friend for somebody else too. Here's a big thing. And I thought this was so interesting because in this world, if we keep it real, and you know, that's what we do, when I started going around and asking these little young people around me, and I said, so how many of y'all really honest with your friends? How many of them know that you in here right now? It was amazing to hear that some of them was like, my friends don't need to know my business like that because I come to see you, that's on me. I totally agree because of the setting we're in. But are you that friend that's honest with somebody? Can you be real with somebody and say, yeah, I needed to go make sure I was good. I wanted to make sure I was treating people properly. I wanted to make sure that I could be the best me possible and still be not just honest with that other person, but be honest with yourself. It is something when you get somebody who cares enough for you to be honest to you. And then not only be honest with you, but share it only with you. And not criticize you, but correct you in love. It was amazing to hear when I started asking, well, is that not a teacher or a coach? And I started hearing some of these names in the community, and I was like, wow, okay, I never knew you thought that way about that person. And they said, because they think enough of me to correct me. That's when I said, wow, so children do like correction, huh? I guess it's just how you do it. And then they started talking about lifelong friends. Now, you all know the little statistics say about 7 years. If you make it with somebody for 7 years, that's a lifelong friend. That's great. But these babies are yearning for good, pure friendships, friendships that they can carry with them. Today, share this podcast with somebody because there's a child, there's a teen, there is a young adult who is saying, I want to know how to have that positive friendship with someone. Let them know it is possible, but let them know the mission is to look for bricks and not sticks. I just want to thank y'all so much for joining me today for the Patrice Brantley podcast. Well, y'all know helping others is the name of the game. And on this show, we push purpose, positivity, and personal growth. Don't forget to join me next week as we jump into a little bit more personal growth. And make sure you join me online on either Facebook or IG so you can share your personal growth tip for the week.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.